afraid for his life as he was attacked by a man who he stopped to help on the side of a Central Florida expressway.
That man is now in jail facing multiple charges. This happened Monday morning on the 429 expressway near the Seidel Road exit in Winter Garden. West News' Justin Schecker talked with the victim.
I don't want to lose my humanity. We're put on this earth to help each other.
And that's exactly what Hans Hamilton tried to do Monday morning on the 429 expressway in Winter Garden.
I saw a car crashed. I saw a door open. So being a good person, any human being would see, you would just pull over to check.
As Hamilton parks his Tesla, the man in the red t-shirt appeared to be lying motionless on the ground next to a white Lexus that had slammed into a guardrail.
I rolled down my window. Hey, are you okay? Are you okay? No response. So I'm thinking this person's dead. So I open up my car door. As soon as I opened that car door, he was off that ground. So he was waiting.
This video from a camera in his car shows the man hop on the hood of the Tesla, and he starts stomping on the windshield.
So that's on a little incline of 429. It pulled me out of my car. As I was falling backwards, he was jumping off the roof on top of me. And that's when he started kicking and pummeling me.
A different camera captured the ambush attack and the man repeatedly punching his head.
I know on the back of my head, they counted 8 different bumps. Plus the kicks to the jaw, which I can finally today, I'm able to eat a thin sandwich, but I still can't open my mouth all the way.
Hamilton says the suspect, later identified as 44-year-old Daniel Komen, threatened to take his life.
The whole time he's hitting me, he's telling me he's going to kill me. And he didn't just tell me. His eyes were void of any humanity. I believed it. So when I was fighting, I knew the last thing I was going to see was not that ground.
Hamilton explained how he managed to get off the ground and away from his attacker.
I cannot beat him strength-wise, so I have to try to incapacitate him. So I think I was pummeling in his jugular vein in his neck.
Deputies arrested Komen for battery.
Let's mind this out. Before we get to the meat and potatoes, let's be clear. You are not pummeling. You did not pommel the veins in his neck at all, bro. I'ma be real. All right. There was no pommeling of his neck. Put a hand up. At least pinching. Did you at least pinch the bee? Oh, you win some, you lose some, but this was not a... Nah, dog. You're not about to...
And pummeling me.
A different camera captured the ambush attack, and the man repeated...
Where?
I don't see
no fight. No, listen. I'm I'm going to get to the, because it's not right. And this is why we are more skeptical about being good Samaritans. Yo, oh man, this was not, you did not defend yourself. There was no, hold on, let me get it out of his words again. I want to hear his words, because maybe I'm misunderstanding what he was saying.
And to take his life.
The whole time he's hitting me, he's telling me he's going to kill me. And he didn't just tell me. His eyes were void of any humanity. I believed it. So when I was fighting, I knew the last thing I was going to see was not that ground.
Hamilton explained how he managed to get off the ground and away from his attacker.
me. I cannot beat him strength-wise. So I have to try to incapacitate him. So I think I was pommeling in his jugular vein.
We, you know what? This is the most unserious show on the internet. This is the most unserious show on the internet. At least they didn't have to show the footage of him getting pommeled on the side of the road. They could have at least gave him that. That dog, I think that the news did him dirty, bro. The news did him dirty. You can't show.
You're kicking and pummeling me.
A different camera captured the ambush attack and the man repeatedly punching his head.
Oh, you was fighting what? Fighting what? Fighting to stay conscious? Man, this is one-sided. This is a one-sided mollywop. I would have to break up with my girl if my girl seen me getting pommeled like this, and then I go on the news and I say, yo, I couldn't beat him strength-wise. Bro, you better be Macho Man Randy Savage. I'm not going out like that. You got to go. I ain't even calling the police. You might just have to go to the upper room. You got to go to the upper room. I'm not taking no beat down like that. Mm-mm. Nope. Nope. Mm-mm. If you get the best of me on a 1v1, then you just got the best of me, but you can't come out unscathed. You can't come out unscathed. If I was doing a good Samaritan and then you just start pommeling me, man, you got to go. You got to go. You got to go to the upper room. You got to go to the upper room. Somebody got to go, bro. And they putting it on the internet from the Tesla footage. The Tesla footage is showing it. This looked like this ain't even from the Tesla. This looked like somebody set up a camera. This looked like somebody set up a camera and was like, watch me whoop the dog brakes off this guy. Oh, because I was feeling sorry until he said that he was fighting in his jugular. I was, where? I'm going to get the strap. I'm getting the strap immediately. As soon as I get up off the ground, I'm getting the strap. Mm-mm. Because he got up like, oh, my God, my neck and my back. Nah, man. Mm-mm. I'm going to get the strap immediately. And Batman couldn't get this information out of me.
Man, I cannot beat him strength-wise. So I have to try to incapacitate him. So I think I was pommeling in his jugular vein in his neck.
Deputies arrested Komen for battery and criminal mischief for what he did to Hamilton and his car.
And he's smiling in his... He ain't got a scratch on him. He smiling. He think he did a good job.
He's also facing charges of resisting with violence, as well as assault and battery on the first responding deputy.
He attacks the cop. Cop's on the ground rolling. What do I do? Four broken ribs. Jump on the ground with the cop. And at that point, somebody ran across the street, across the freeway.
He broke four ribs? He broke four of your ribs?
And we're all trying to get this guy cuffed.
If he broke your ribs, that means he was stomping you too. That's the footage that we didn't get. The only way that you get four broken ribs is if you monkey pounding a dude. You stomping him. You ain't fighting his jugular. Mm-mm. That guy had to be high on drugs.
Still fighting.
Hamilton also suffered a brain bleed, multiple contusions, and a concussion.
Physically, the body's doing what it should do when it's healing, but it's very painful. Four broken ribs is no joke. Mentally, it's a little more difficult.
He says he's grateful for the kindness of strangers who are making donations on his GoFundMe page for his auto and medical bills.
So the point is, there's still kindness in the world. People are donating that don't even know me. And I'm very thankful.
Covering Orange County, Justin Schecker, WESH 2 News.
Listen, I support him. And even though it may not have went the way that he wanted to, all jokes aside, all jokes aside, all jokes aside, this is why people don't help people no more, bro. This is what, honestly, this is, we have become a broken society to the point to where you don't even feel comfortable helping nobody no more. I'm only thing I'm gonna do is call the police. Ain't no more good Samaritans, because next thing you know, you might be in a fight of your life. I'm trying, Justin. You might be in a fight of your life. I see a domestic dispute over there. You know what? Yo, it's something crazy happening over here. Y'all got to get police out here immediately. Let's get the police out to such and such and such and such, because I see this guy and this girl. He look like he getting the best of her, but they fighting. And then I'm gone. I'm not even going to stick around to find out what happened. I'm not going to try to be Captain Save Them. I'm not doing none of that. I ride by. I see a accident. If I seen that dude on the side of the road. Yo, it's an accident where a guy's laying out on the side of the road on the highway. Y'all need to get somebody out there immediately. Get somebody out there immediately. And I'm still riding. I got a destination to get to. It's a reason why we got police officers and we put things in place. Because this is what happens. Next thing you know, you're the victim. You're the victim. Get somebody out here to get this situation fixed and to get this thing done. I see a guy laid out on the ground. I don't want to be in the way of a situation. I'm not trying to get caught up. I'm telling y'all, it's different now. I see y'all women. I see you ladies saying stuff like, oh man, you know, we got to be a lot more vigilant, or we got to be, you know, where did all of the strong men go? We chilling. Self-preservation. Y'all taught us that. Y'all taught us that we need to sit down, not get too engaged, and we got to make sure that we make it home at night. We got to make it home at night. There is no more, you know, going back and forth, fighting people, all of this stuff, trying to save you. Man, they don't care nothing about you. Mm-mm. Nope. Because you can die and they're going to be right back with the person and they're going to be writing them letters in prison saying, oh my God, I don't like it. This and that, so on and so forth. Nope. Them days are over. And he got his head cracked in because he was trying to do the right thing. In his mind, he was in the right space. He was doing the right thing. Let's be clear. He is not the bad guy in this. The bad guy is the person that put that whooping on him. But it's too many cameras. I'm not losing no fight on camera. I'm not losing a fight on camera for you. I don't trust it anymore. And they've taught us, and y'all have showed us, that we can't trust you to do the right thing anymore. And so that's the reason why we walking away. I'm not doing it no more. So tell your sons, tell all of the guys that's out here in the streets that's why we got phones. That's why we got police. That's why we got cameras. We're going to catch you on the back end, big dog. He tried to do the right thing. He tried to be a good Samaritan. Now he on the news and he was getting mollywopped. Somebody said, because if you didn't see it, it didn't happen. If you didn't see it, it didn't happen. If you didn't see it, it didn't happen. Make sure you guys hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.